If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Time for Dean Richards Entertainment Report. Dean, sounds like Lorne Michaels has been a busy guy lately.
He said that there were going to be a lot of changes. He wasn't kidding after letting four cast members go last week for Saturday Night Live. Yesterday they announced five new cast members who will be joining the fray. And they include, first of all, the... That trio that was known as Please Don't Destroy, they did some incredible filmed pieces over the years, really mostly during the pandemic on the show. Please Don't Destroy now has been destroyed. John Higgins from the trio is actually leaving the show. Martin Hurley, he's the guy with the glasses, he's staying on as a writer. But Ben Marshall, the redheaded one, is joining the cast as a featured cast member. So... there is number one. Some other new cast members: Veronica Slowakowska, she's from Canada. Jeremy Culhane, Cam Patterson, Tommy Brennan. They are actors. They are stand-ups, and interestingly, a couple of them are social media stars. This is the first time that I remember SNL recruiting from the internet. Usually they come to Chicago and they pick up some people from here, from Improv Olympic or Second City. This time, no Chicago connections whatsoever. But again, we wait for the season premiere, season 51. That will be on October the 4th.
Now, that's a sign of the times, getting social media influencers
right
on SNL. Well, Cardi B will not be going to prison, or I guess she won't be sued either, will she?
No. This here's your Cardi B update that I know you've all been waiting for. She was sued for assault by a security guard at her obstetrician's office from back in 2018. Yesterday, a jury deliberated for less than an hour and unanimously came up with the conclusion that the Grammy-winning rapper was not liable at all. Cardi B testified that there was an argument between her and the security guard. It never got physical. A receptionist who broke up the argument backed up that account. After the trial was over, Cardi B said she's not one of those celebrities who would settle a lawsuit when she knows that she is innocent. And she said that she will countersuit anyone if it ever happens again. The security guard's attorney says they plan on filing an appeal.
Being editor-in-chief of Vogue magazine is a big deal, so the Bergen family must be pretty proud today.
Yeah, this is a pretty big story. The editor-in-chief for like 20 years, Anna Wintour, has decided to step aside in her role as editor-in-chief. She has become larger than life. She was played by Meryl Streep in the movie The Devil Wears Prada. And now the new editor-in-chief was just announced, and that is the daughter of Candace Bergen, who has been the, here we go with social media again, the internet and social media editor of Vogue, now steps up into the top spot. Her name is Chloe Malley. So she will be taking over the top spot. Here's something that's kind of interesting. Her mom, Candace Bergen, played the editor-in-chief of Vogue magazine on several episodes of Sex and the City. So fiction becomes real.
Yeah, I hear the other contenders for the job, Charlie McCarthy and Mortimer Snerd.
Her brothers.
That's right.
Her aunt and uncle didn't make it.
Okay, so do you want to do the Taylor Swift wedding story of the day now?
Yeah, sure. I'm bound and determined. We have no idea when they're going to get married. So I'm trying to keep the hype going, no matter how stupid the story, how completely insignificant the story. This is my Taylor Swift hypapalooza.
Mm-hmm. Minions of Swifties are willing and ready to help.
Walter is right in on it also.
Oh, yeah.
People magazine reporting that while Taylor and Travis are, did get engaged 1 week ago today, by the way. They are not even close to being in the wedding planning phase yet. A source close to TNT says that they just want to enjoy being engaged and they're going to take their time with it. Here's the story that I love the most, though, and it comes from sports commentator Skip Bayless. A lot of you know Skip for his very outspoken opinions on things. Of course, brother of Rick Bayless of Frontera Grill. He went on a rant saying that the whole thing was orchestrated by Taylor and her people, that it was she who popped the question a couple of weeks ago, not Travis, that her people told his people how it would all go down and what they were going to do, right down to the floral setting of those pictures that we saw and how everything was so carefully staged. Bayless says that she should be credited for wearing the pants in the relationship.
How does Bayless know this?
Sources? I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay, well,
I just know he just got kicked off the invitation list. That's all I know.
Did I look for Taylor Swift?
Dean, what's this about a new version of Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah, this is a version of the song that, even though the song just celebrated its 50th anniversary, this is a version of the classic Queen song that has been done in a foreign language. This is the first time that Bohemian Rhapsody has been translated, and it comes from South Africa's, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this right, Nedluvu Youth Choir. Apologies if I'm saying it incorrectly. It is sung in Zulu language. Here is just a little bit of this first ever authorized foreign version of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Well, part of it is very familiar sounding, and the beginning of it is a lot prettier, isn't it?
Gorgeous. Yeah, absolutely gorgeous with those beautiful harmonies from this youth choir. And then there are, you know, familiar words like Galileo,
yeah,
words that I don't think anybody really knows what they mean. And, you know, there are a few lines of English, but it is mostly sung in the Zulu language and is absolutely beautiful. It's online. If you want to hear the whole thing, it's on YouTube right now.
What's on the streaming channels now?
Well, let's see here. We have got the second half of season two of one of Netflix's most popular series, Wednesday, is begun streaming this week, the second half of season two. A lot of people have been waiting for this Office sequel to come out, the show The Office, that's called The Paper, the following the staff of a struggling Toledo newspaper, new mockumentary style. It's done very much like The Office was. That begins streaming tomorrow on Peacock. Mark Ruffalo has got something brand new, a new drama from the creators of The Mayor of Easttown. It's called Task, in which he leads a task force on the trail of a gang of criminals. We've got something called The Runarounds, about some recent high school graduates pursuing careers in music with dreams of rock and roll stardom. You can find that one now on Amazon Prime. One of the year's biggest movies comes to home video this week. The live-action remake of Lilo and Stitch is available now on Disney Plus. So if you've got little kids in the house, you can watch it 100, 200 times over and over and over again. Also, we've got Spike Lee's new drama that stars Denzel Washington. that's called Highest to Lowest, about a record executive trying to rescue his son who has been kidnapped. That starts Friday on Apple TV Plus. A couple of documentaries. One of them is called Love, Con, Revenge, about a private investigator out to get justice for women who were scammed by a con artist. There is the true crime documentary series Blood and Myth. It takes a deep dive into a murder mystery among the native people in remote Alaska. That starts tomorrow on Hulu. And a sports documentary called Countdown, Canelo versus Crawford, following two fighters as they prepare for their big Netflix fight later on this month, and that will begin on Friday.
Wednesday, Dean Cooks on WGN-TV. What's on the menu today?
I'm getting you ready for tailgating season. Nothing better than listening to Hamp and OB and getting out on the grill to see if you can get angrier than either Hamp or OB at any point during your cooking process. This is taking chicken wings.
How the hell is that even possible?
That's right. That's what he says frequently when I'm doing my cooking segment right before a show. We're going to take I'm doing chicken wings four different ways. But I'm doing them in aluminum foil packets, so you can package them all up. I'll tell you how to marinate them, how to prepare them, or wrap them up in these aluminum packets, so when you get out on the tailgate, all you do is throw it on the grill for half an hour, and you've got some great chicken wings. I'm doing one of them Greek style. I'm doing one of them like an Asian sweet and sour. I'm doing one with good old-fashioned barbecue sauce. And one just to blow the top of your head off with good old Frank's Red Hot Sauce, the super hot buffalo sauce. So,
Lord God Almighty, what is going on here?
That'd be a good cooking show. Hamp and OB taste testing everything.
I'm not refereeing that one. I'll tell you that right now.
Andy knows the last couple of years I've been trying to get OB to do theater reviews.
Correct.
For me. I'd like to send him to the opera and then get his review after that.
We all want to hear that. Thank you, Dean.